88.9 Shine FM, Wednesday morning, and time once again for Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert from the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Daryl.
So you gave us a little tease as to what we're going to be talking about here for the next couple of months. How are we starting things off here today?
All right. So the first piece of research that we're looking at is seeing goals as a journey makes you more likely to stick to them. So here's what we know. January, everybody gets busy setting New Year's resolutions, and many people might have achieved them, but I want you to really listen what to do after you've achieved your goals. So the path to well-being is often paved with these goals. Some of these goals have a clear finish line, lose 10 pounds, make a new friend, but finish lines also can feel like endings, and once we pass them, we might be less motivated to keep up the habits that got us there in the first place, and then we end up regressing. In a new study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, they found a way to keep people engaged in their goals even after the pride of triumph had worn off. So here is the key concept. What they did is they divided the groups into three. One group, they asked them to reflect on their goals as a journey. The second group, they asked them that once they reached their goals, to think of it as a destination. And the third didn't hear any metaphors. And then they were asked to journal about their goals and talk about it with an interviewer. Ultimately, what the researchers found, that thinking about goals as a journey can help us maintain good habits even after we've reached our target. The journey groups were more likely to take immediate actions to stay on track, like signing up for an exercise program or doing reading that would further their education. When the researchers checked in with them, days and months later, they had stuck with their habits better than the other two groups. So this study offers advice for a time when we may not realize we need it, which is after we succeed.
So, Kimberly, if people need some help taking that journey, how can they get a hold of you at the Eckert Center?
Well, they can reach us at 403-230-2959, or they can contact us through our website at eckertcenter.com and send us an email.
And for a free consultation with the Eckert Psychology and Education Center, what caller are we going with today?
Let's go with caller number 4 today.
Caller number 4 right now, 403-276-8888, as we journey through the science of a meaningful life. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.